They never saw me though, and I watched them once they passed me head back up the mountain from where I assume they originally came from. I waited for 30 minutes or so and booked it out of there so fast. That is so fucking funny. I'm still kind of laughing about the whole jerking off thing. But I mean, if you're, you know, out with a bunch of dudes and you gotta handle business, bro, gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta start tugging on the old meat. Choking the chicken. Whoopsie-doo, here comes the goo. The sock-filled maraca.
Yes, my mama, eat you like Jeff Dahmer. Say she on a period, let's make a mess, mama.
I desensitize myself to it. I don't know, I went to great lengths.
Never did I.
Knew it would be this easy. Had him off that shit greasy. They'll be the nigga shit cheesy. People said they get my corner when I turn around. Oh, it's just measy. Everybody wanna get away from me because I got heebie-jeebies. Smashed up like Michael. That game on the Halloween.
What would you do if they had sexual parts? I wouldn't ignore your urgency. How long ago did you start,
Let that stay right before you.
Butt naked in your neighbor's pool. I stay stunning while I'm face fucking a decapitated skull. You ever seen that before? No. Freak nasty gore. I need asking laws.
It was a freak show.
Hey, Ron, what are you doing?
Try anything and you cancel, bro.
I'm fixated on asphyxiating and breaking this little chick's neck like a pixie stick. The sick Satan worshipping bitches get horse whippings. I'm in the back, through the back door, slipping through the crack, leaving the corpse dripping. The mortician of love sent from above, forced entry the more winchy, the more stingy I become. Been doing this for more than a quarter century. I'm just numb in my dreaming. Is it real? Someone pinch me on the buns.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebab Refrenish? Get Frenish, Boots, Boots, Get Remish, Get Google, Big 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 Apple, Fabulous, Frenish, British, Wacker Bugger.
Welcome back to the Rainy Day Horror Show. I'm Big Daddy D, and you're listening to the number one podcast on the internet. And on today's Saturday Creepy Encounter episode, Dusty has a good one cooked up for you. It's a hunting trip gone wrong that involves jacking off. Our as in Dusty and me. Our favorite pastime thing to do. Just fucking got 30 minutes to gotta go see a movie? Fucking whack off, bro. It's our favorite fucking thing to do in our free time. But not only is jacking off a part of this story, the time that the jacking off happens at is really, really critical and creepy. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce your host for this evening's show, Dusty McBalls, aka the Certified Cougar Hunter, and your host with the most. Now sit back, shut up, and enjoy this episode.
Thank you, Big D, for that beautiful little intro, and I hope you guys are having a good Saturday, a good start to your week. Tonight, if you want to know my plans, me and Gabs, little Gabbers, little Gab, we're going to go see Imaginary, just released. It's horror movie season, okay? There's a bunch of new horror movies that are coming out. I'm really excited to go see the new Omen that is coming out in April 5th is when I think it's supposed to be released. So, that's going to be interesting. But, before we get into, you know, that, well, I just want to let you guys know that that's what's going to be for our horror movie breakdown on Monday. It is going to be imaginary. So, look forward to that. And, I don't know. That's all I really got for you right now. Today is Saturday. It's Creepy Encounters. Sorry, that was an awkward intro, but it's Creepy Encounters. And I am not going to lie, I don't know what the fuck this story is. I looked at it, saw it was long enough, and I was like, fuck it, we're doing that. So I didn't even proofread this. I have no idea what this story is even about. So we're just going to enjoy it and have fun, and hopefully I don't fuck up a shit ton during this recording. All right. So, without further ado, let's get into this episode. This story comes from the subreddit High Strangeness, with the user being Ground Up Gaming. The title of this story is, "Please explain to me what I witnessed on a hunting trip," labeled as a personal experience. So, this is going to be good. So, sit back, relax, and just listen to me tell a, hopefully, a good story. So, this happened to me over the weekend during a hunting trip. I spent last night trying to Google and figure out what the hell I saw. I haven't found anything that doesn't seem like conspiracy craziness, so I am open to any suggestions. A family friend has a few hundred acres in Tennessee. Once a year, my dad, uncle, me, and the guys in my family that own the land go on a week-long hunting trip. They have a cabin and a trailer tucked away at the edge of the mountain that we stay at during the week. There is no running water, and we use a generator for lights during the evening. Phone service is not existent out there. The nearest town is Murphy, Tennessee, which is 50 minutes away by car. Typically, we get out to the tree stands / ground blinds around 4 a.m. and then come back to the camp around 9-ish, grab something to eat and nap, and then head back to hunt until sundown. All week, my uncle and I hunt. Whoa. Hold on, sorry, I was swallowing. All week, my uncle and I hunted the same plot. It was on the east side of the property and took about 20 minutes by four-wheeler. We would park the four-wheeler in this big clearing and then... It's going to be a bad reading. I apologize. This is going to be a bad one. And then the ground blind was hunting from his... Let's restart for a second. In this big clearing, and then the ground blind I was hunting from is another 15 minutes or so by foot. It's a rough 15 minutes too. I basically walk along the ridgeline on the side of the mountain, and the blind is set just inside the underbrush of a tree line that overlooks an opening at the start of a river. My uncle was hunting in a blind that was a little closer walk, and probably 30 minutes away from me. We hunted the same spot Sunday through Thursday. Thursday evening, we were all drinking beer and hanging out by the fire. My uncle, having not seen anything all week, wanted to go to the plot my dad was hunting. It's like a 30-minute walk from the camp. You don't even need a four-wheeler to get there. I had killed a deer the first afternoon there and seen a bunch of does that evening right before sunset, so I wanted to stay where I was. So Friday morning, after we hunted, I helped him pack up his blind and rig and rid it out to the plot. I meant ride. Fuck. And ride it out to the plot my dad had been on and helped him get set up for the evening. I took the four-wheeler by myself that afternoon and continued hunting the same ground blind. Same thing as I had done all week. Everything was fine. Nothing out of the ordinary until Saturday morning. I had gone out by myself again that morning and had watched a bunch of deer that crept right up before the sun started coming up. They were a bit further than I wanted to shoot, and when they got closer to the edge of the river, they weren't big enough or were too young for me to justify shooting. I watched them until they retreated back into the woods, and at this point, it's probably 8:30 a.m. or so, and the sun is finally up. Now, this isn't embarrassing for me. But oh well. Having spent almost an entire week packed in this trailer with two other guys and no privacy, I decided I was going to rub one out before I went back to camp. Hell yeah, brother. You go and rub yourself. Now I'm sitting there doing my thing, and even though nobody ever walks up on you while you're hunting out there, I'm still on high alert, making sure I don't get caught by one of the guys while I'm doing this. I'm laid back in this chair, inside the blind, basically one eye open, looking out in front of me, and every now and again, peeking behind me through the mesh to make sure no one is coming. That's when I started hearing crunching. I knew it was people's footsteps, and I could tell it was more than one person. It was to my right, and the mesh of the ground blind and underbrush kept me from being able to see who it was. I calmly put my junk away and quickly leaned up so when my uncle or whoever it was came up, I could act like I was just sitting there hunting. Keep in mind, we are so far out in the sticks that it never even occurred to me that it could be anybody other than someone I was hunting with. I listened to them walking, and finally, I slowly stood up and poked my head out the blind and peeked over the underbrush. It was four people walking towards the river in a line. They were wearing these black cloak-looking clothes, like something they wear in Harry Potter, with these furry hats that covered most of their faces. Looked like some weird cult, but the guy in the back of the line was completely naked. He looked disgusting. His hair was curly and way too long, and he had a big beard that looked nasty, like it had a bunch of leaves and shit in it. I'm bundled up with my hand warmers in my pockets because it's 25 to 30 degrees out. This guy had to be freezing. No shoes either. This is thick underbrush we're talking about walking through. Rocks jutting up from the ground and shit. No sane person is out there barefoot, much less completely naked. The guy had to be 115 pounds too, just completely unhealthy looking, like these people had been keeping him prisoner or something. The sight of these guys was so unnerving to me that I was still standing there frozen in an awkward half-stand, half-bent-over position with my head out the blind watching them before it clicked with me. I needed to slowly sit down. At that point, they had passed the point of the blind where I couldn't see them, and were walking with their backs towards me into the river. I slowly sat down and put my rifle in my lap and watched them all step ankle deep into the river. They were facing side profile away from me towards the woods, and I could see two of the clothed people moving around the naked guy, and one of them was standing still, holding their arm out in front of them. I got the nerve to look through my scope at them, and it looked like two of the men... were washing the guy with the river water, and the other one holding their arm out, holding like a chain or something. The one holding the chain was talking, but way too far for me to hear any of it. After a few minutes, the two doing the washing stopped, and all three of them held hands around the naked guy and started moving in a circle around him while he just stood there staring ahead. They did this shit for 5 minutes at least. That doesn't seem like that long, but 5 whole minutes of watching whatever the hell that was seemed like a lifetime. Something of note that clicked with me last night. Whatever they were doing seemed time-based. My watch beeped at 9 o'clock and nearly gave me a heart attack. No way they could hear it, but in my head, I was picturing them all turning and looking at me. But right after my watch beeped, they stopped a few seconds later, so 9 on the dot. The three clothed people stepped back in a line in front of the naked guy, and they walked back the way they came from, exactly like they came in. None of them talked or broke the line. They were walking in. Well, I'm sorry, this is a really bad reading by me. They never saw me though, and I watched them once they passed me head back up the mountain from where I assume they originally came from. I waited for 30 minutes or so and booked it out of there so fast. That is so fucking funny. That is so fucking funny. I'm still kind of laughing about the whole jerking off thing. But I mean, if you're, you know, out with a bunch of dudes and you gotta handle business, bro, gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta start tucking on the old meat. Choking the chicken. Whoopsie doo, here comes the goo. The sock filled maraca. I just made that up, that's not a thing. But that was a good story. That was a really creepy encounter. I wonder what they were doing out there. Definitely, probably some cultish shit. But I'm not going to go through the comments because I don't want to see what kind of conspiracy shit gets brought up. I'm sorry, I know I did conspiracies in the beginning of this channel, but I really don't like them anymore. I can't. No disrespect to all the other podcasters that listen to this and get involved in conspiracy shit, but like, I was on a bunch of roundtables, people, and I just can't. I can't. They get too conspiratorial with me, and I just fucking can't. I can't. I'm going to stick to the true crime and the paranormal. That's going to be our shit over here. And urban legends. We love urban legends. But hope your guys' Friday is going good. I don't know. I don't really have anything else for you. Tomorrow we go to Arizona. The hot fucking state of Arizona. Now, Arizona, I've got a bone to pick with you. Okay. I tried researching your serial killers. I did. I really did. They're so fucking vague. In your news blips and stuff like that. Like, they don't go through a whole fucking... Goddamn, what is it? A whole, like, biography of these killers. Like, bro, it sucked. It fucking sucked. I had to search for, like, specific articles of what I wanted to do for, like, 4 fucking hours. It was brutal. So, I didn't even, and they're all pretty generic, too. Okay? They really are. Right? So, and I didn't want to do a serial shooter for some reason. You guys have a shit ton of serial shooters down there. Didn't want to do that, so I suffered for a not suffered, but I guess kind of suffered through it because it was weird. We're going to be doing what's his name? Robert William Fisher. That's the guy. Robert William Fisher. Now, he's not a serial killer, but I'm just going to label him as one for this tomorrow because he killed 3 people in the matter of a day. So we're just going to do him. Your serial killers were boring. I apologize. They were boring. I wanted something graphic and I wanted something crazy. Well, this one kind of got crazy, but it's going to have a different turnout than we usually do on Serial Killer Sunday episodes. So should be a good episode, hopefully. I think it will be, but yeah. That's all I really got for you guys. I hope you guys are having a good weekend so far. I'm going to end the episode here, and I'm going to go watch Imaginary. So, remember, stay frosty, stay foxy, and most importantly, the most important thing on this planet, stay safe, you beautiful peacocks. I love y'all. Deuces.